This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Here again, Sophia Ray on The People Speak on BBSNetwork.com. We have with us here Amanda T., and she's the one who created the Bring Beth Back petition. Beth is a character on The Walking Dead series, which is one of the hottest series on television right now, and it's about a zombie apocalypse that is based on the comic series. Beth, you know, you started this petition, and did you expect it to get as many signatures as it has so far? And what was the inspiration that led you to this petition?
I didn't think it would get as many signatures as it has at all. I thought I'd only get a couple thousand maybe, but it really took off. And I think it has 65,000 signatures right now, or around that.
Mm-hmm.
I started it around 1 a.m. after I had watched the episode. I was so mad. I started it on an impulse. And I didn't know. At that point, I just wanted Beth to be back on the show, whereas now the petition is about that, but it's also about showing Emily Kinney about how much we love her and we want her back. But I saw red. I was in denial about her death completely.
Do you think, you know, the petition, you know, if it gets to 75,000, I believe that's how much it needs, do you think that they're really going to, you know, think about bringing her back at all, or?
I would hope so. I'm not sure about it, though, because I don't think they've even made a statement about it, so I don't know. I'm sure they've seen it, because it's been all over Twitter and online, but I'd like them to.
I know, nice. On comicbook.com, it says that it's unlikely that the petition will bring back her character, nor even a flashback-style return either. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's television, and on television, anything's possible, especially with a show that plays with life and death. It's such a thin line. I know I probably... The petition, if it doesn't have any effect, it will at least show Emily Kinney how much we love her. And that was also half of the reason I started it.
There's a lot of, you know, a lot of other publicity that I was looking into. And some of the, you know, on a more criticized note, some of them were saying, you know, isn't there more important things out there to do a petition for other than to bring back an actress?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of that. And that when I get hate from people, that's like the one thing that gets to me, because I'm a person who does a lot of charity work and volunteers a lot. Actually, I go down to Haiti every year and help build homes there. So I hate when people assume that just because I started a petition about a TV show, that means that I don't do anything outside of that, outside of the TV land.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and they, I mean, it's just the low levels that people go to because, you know, maybe they didn't, you know, think of it to do that and get the publicity. I don't know. But you, because of that, have you been threatened? Anything, you know, that's been going on like that where you're in fear?
I've never been seriously in fear, but I have gotten a lot of hate from people. Usually it's anonymous because most of it comes over Tumblr and on online forums. So I don't know who these people are. But one of the most serious things or the most typical things that I get is that they want me to be shot in the head like Beth, or they tell me I'm stupid and I'm pathetic and all that. But I don't usually try to let it get to me because it's never come over a personal account, like my personal Facebook or something like that. So, no, I mean, these people don't know who I am and I don't know who they are. So I'm not.
Those are pretty vicious threats. I mean, yuck.
Yeah.
You wish somebody gets shot in the head. I mean, wow,
yeah.
Who are these people?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, why would you come over the internet and attack someone? Don't you have something better to do with your time? If you don't like something, then just don't look at it, you know?
Now, did you know that the series was based on a comic book?
I did. I've never read them, but my boyfriend reads them, so sometimes I'll go and check with him about like what might happen next, because he knows what the sequence of events is for the comics.
And Beth's character wasn't even, I don't even believe it was in the comic book, but however, there's two Beths. One was the Beth Ford, who was Abraham's wife, I guess, and then the other Beth was the one that's living at the Safe Zone, Alexandria.
Yeah, I saw that on Tumblr, actually. People post a lot of theories and stuff about Beth, and they think she's coming back and things like that. But, yeah. I feel
now,
like
what, was there a flashback of her in, like, around the beginning of February or not?
A flashback in the show?
Yeah.
There was a flashback on the last episode briefly, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then there was one when Tyrese was dying. He saw her with the governor and the Lizzie and Mika and Bob. So it was, yeah, or a hallucination. It was a hallucination.
So you're saying that she symbolized, you know, a hope, you know, for, like, you know, some women or even people just in general who, you know, were, like, trying to commit suicide and maybe seeing the show and saw, like, you know, a strength in her or, you know, So talk about that a little bit, how you felt about that.
I think a lot of women can relate to Beth because a lot of us aren't, like, badass fighters. Like Michonne's pretty badass and Carol is really strong, or she's grown very strong from what she's come out of. But a lot of us may feel like Beth. Like, she was just a babysitter. She stayed in the wall. She didn't go out and run. And then she was developing into this fighter and this great person, and then they killed her off. So, I mean, what message does that send, especially with the self-harming aspect of it?
Right. Go ahead.
I was never a self-harmer myself, but I know a lot of people who are and were, and it's hard to overcome that. And to see that on television and see that she's becoming a stronger person and overcome that, and then for her to just die was very disappointing.
Well, the whole show, think about the whole show. What is the message that's being sent out just by the, you know, the plot of the show, this whole zombie apocalypse, and, like, what are they doing to the subconscious minds of the viewers that are watching this show? What is the message that's being poured forth through, you know, to the mind? And it's, you know, it's a glory. That show is so glorified, and, you know, it's, sometimes I find myself just quenching, like, ugh, because, like, it's so graphic and, like, blood, and I don't know, maybe I'm just being too girly right now, but it's just all the blood and just all, it's just, ugh. I mean, who would want to actually live through that or even think about it? But
yeah.
You talking about Carol, okay, now, the last show with Carol, she's gone kind of creepy. I mean,
yeah,
she's done some, you know, some far out stuff in previous shows, but this last one with the taunting of Sam was just kind of whoa.
Yeah, I really liked her in the beginning of the season because she came in and she single-handedly broke the group out of Terminus, and she saved Judas with Tyrese, and then she's become a psycho. Like, it's crazy. Like, when she started talking like that to the little kid, my jaw dropped.
Well, yeah, it was kind of creepy. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So I wonder, do you think they're getting ready to kill her off?
I thought for sure that she was going to die at the Grady Hospital because I felt like there was nothing left for her plot. There was nowhere to go with it, and then she lived. And I'm like, where are they going with her now? Like, what are they going to do with her character? And I don't know. Maybe they're developing her into some kind of villain. I'm not really sure. They might be getting ready to kill her off, or they take so many twists and turns in the show. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes what they're going to do.
True. It is. Yeah, they do take a lot of a lot of it's they're not going exactly by the comic book, because they, you know, there's a lot of characters in the comic book that are referencing the characters on a TV show, but they're not using the same names and such forth, as you know. But you know, going back to Carol, you know, didn't she kill a child already in the previous show?
I think she burnt two of the people
at the prison. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, she killed them because they were sick, or they were starting to develop symptoms of being sick. And I mean, at that point, I thought she was like, I didn't really like her, but then she came in and she saved everybody from Terminus, and it kind of was like the redemption. And now she's gone back to being a psycho. Maybe she's bipolar, is what I was thinking, because maybe she's like, she's a murderous side, and then she has that sweet side.
Well, I don't know. Considering the conditions in the show and everything, I think I would go a little bit psycho, too. But I don't know if I'm going to go off killing kids, you know, just because they catch me snooping around and being sneaky either. But that's TV land for you guys. So, you said your boyfriend reads the series. Now, I know the comic book series is like has 23 volumes.
Yeah.
Is he like hardcore?
Not really. He has to catch up on it. I'm not sure where he is exactly, but he's read most of them. But there's a few recent ones that he hasn't read. I'm not really sure, because I've never read them. I'd like to. I get really busy with schoolwork and all this other stuff I have to do.
Well, I bet, you know, the comic books can actually lead to some spoilers. And, you know, I know on the internet there's a lot of things leaking around as possibilities of how this season's going to end and what's going to happen. Do you have any idea?
Well, I love spoilers. I, like, go when they're filming and I'll read, like, what people think they've been filming and stuff. And I know every week Spoil the Dead comes out with a summary of the episode, a spoiler summary, and I can't keep myself from reading it. I have to read it. And then I'll go and I'll ask him, like, what's been going on in the comics during this time period in the story. And I like to get spoilers. It's like, I know where to get them, so I go and I read them. I can't keep myself from reading them.
Well, you know, I kind of want to release one of the spoilers. You know, that's a possibility, but I'm not saying this is going to happen. But some are saying that Carl, Rick's son, is going to get his eye shot out.
Oh, yeah. That's in the comics. I've seen that. Like, I Googled that.
And some are even trying to proclaim, you know, that it's a possibility that Judith the baby is going to possibly get killed or eaten. I have no idea what, you know, the end of, but it's got to be something big to bring back something, you know, for this the sixth season. What about the also the spinoff? There's going to be a spinoff, I guess, coming in 2016, and it has a definite two seasons. Have you heard anything about that?
I read a little bit about it. I'm excited for it. I'm going to watch it. I probably won't like it as much as the original series. You know, the first is always the best, you know what I mean? But I'll definitely watch it.
If there's going to be a season six, why would they have the spinoffs already so soon?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's about a character from the original show that goes off and does their own thing. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, so, you know, let's go talk about the last show. You know, that show is just a little bit of weirdness going on, especially with Rick at the end making love to the compound wall, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, fingering his, you know, his Glock or whatever, too, you know, like having that itch, like he wants to use it or use the whole power. I don't understand why he was in a uniform, neither.
Yeah. He's starting to remind me of Shane a little bit now, that everything that went down with Lori and him, with the woman, what's her name, Jessie, I think, is her name. Yeah. It's starting to remind me of that. And it's like, your wife did that to you. Why would you want that woman to do that to her husband? You know what I mean? Like, it's like repeating itself.
Right. And usually that's how it happens, too. You know, it repeats itself. Do you think, there's some spoilers saying that Jesse's going to end up getting killed by the last show as well. Do you think she's going to survive and he's going to end up with her?
I've heard that she could possibly die. But if he ends up with her, I'm not sure how that would go down. Like, I'm not sure. I don't know. If he goes and, like, kills her husband, I don't think she's going to be quick to get with him. You know what I mean? It depends on the circumstances of how things happen.
What about the safe zone leader, Deanne? Now, what's going on with her? Something's up with her. She's got,
she seems a little off.
She seems devious to me. Like, she's got some type of plan. And the whole compound just doesn't seem, something seems, you know, kind of fishy there, because I feel like that compound was created, like, before this whole zombie outbreak.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like she's talking about how her husband made the walls. How I was thinking, like, in that chaos of them making, like, the zombie apocalypse, how would they make those walls so quickly? I don't know, I don't know if that's how it happened, but it would just seem like it would be too chaotic for them to focus on something like that. You know what I mean?
In the comic book, it was shown that it was a man that was the compound leader.
Yeah.
And that he had a wife, and the wife ends up dead. So, you know, it's just kind of weird. Like, what is up with the walls? Because she mentioned the walls, and then you see Rick all on the walls, like, you know, and I don't know. There's a lot of talk, I guess, you know, in the after show on AMC about Rick and the walls. What is going on with the walls and Rick?
Yeah. How he wanted to have patrols go around and watch the walls, and Sasha wanted to be in the tower, which is a good idea. I don't understand why the people there wouldn't want that, but Deanna seemed to be against that.
What is Maggie's whole ordeal? What is going on with Maggie?
I don't know. We saw her in the last episode. She was going to work with Deanna, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. She hasn't mentioned... Actually, she did mention Beth. She talked with Daryl about her. And she just seems really depressed, which is normal after losing your sister. But mm-hmm. She hasn't been out in the spotlight since the episodes that they had with them. They went back and forth, and they were all separated on the train tracks.
Yeah, there's... I to tell you the truth, I have no idea about Maggie right now. She has been kind of just in the shadows right now. I do agree. You know, it's so... what do you think is going to happen if your petition gets 75,000 signatures?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's like that wasn't a set mark when the petition started. The website automatically set the amount of signatures I needed. Like, it was 1,000, and then when it got to 1,000, it got up to 5,000 that I needed, and every time I hit a mark, it just kept increasing. I don't know. I remember when, I don't know if you watch Family Guy, but when Brian the dog died, they had a petition to bring him back, and I think it got like 120,000 signatures, and then they did bring him back. I'm not sure if that was planned all along or if the petition was what prompted them to bring him back, but it would be nice to get as much as the Family Guy petition, because I know Family Guy is a really popular show.
Yeah, and you know, that really did suck when, you know, Brian, you know, was replaced with that, I don't even know the character, or even think about the guy from Sopranos, Polly. That's all I know him as, is Polly.
Yeah.
But it kind of sucked, and, you know, and that was pretty heavy, because a lot of people were actually threatening the makers of Family Guy, and so I guess he had really no choice. And Brian,
yeah, he can't have Family Guy without Brian.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and discuss a little bit more of The Walking Dead. And Don, will you please take it away?
Mm-hmm. You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
In America, most of us have the basics we need to survive. But there are millions of children all over the world who don't. Children who must work instead of going to school. Children who were forced to fight as child soldiers. Children who can't have an ordinary childhood because they lack health care, clean water, or good nutrition. For these children, there is UNICEF. UNICEF works in 157 countries and territories, providing children with what they need to survive and grow. To learn more, visit unicefusa.org or call 1-800-4-UNICEF.
In a world of abundance, hunger is a crime. When a malnourished child dies, we're all guilty. Yet it happens every 5 seconds. Let's do the right thing. Put hunger away for good. Please, give to the World Food Program.
Got questions? The library's got answers. And books and magazines and CDs and videos and web access and databases and all sorts of other resources at your library. In a world that's information rich, libraries are information smart. Find the right answer and a whole lot more at your library.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Hi, I'm Richard Belzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
And we're back on The People Speak. And this is your host, Sophia Ray, and we are here with Amanda T. Amanda, how did you, what took interest in, to start watching The Walking Dead?
I knew about The Walking Dead 2 or 3 years before I started watching it, but I didn't have any inspiration to start watching it until my boyfriend was watching it, and I was kind of looking at, I kept looking at the TV and seeing what was going on, and then I got more into it, what's going to happen to that guy or this guy, and I was like, I need to watch the next episode to figure it out, and I had no idea who the characters were or anything. I wanted to see what would happen, and I started watching it. The first episode I watched was the beginning of the 4th season when the pigs were sick, and then everybody in the prison started to get sick, so I was anxious to see what was going to happen with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I think I started it a little later, maybe the second season. But I caught up to it. Now, let's talk about Daryl, because Daryl is actually one of my favorites, and it was Daryl that kind of got me hooked into it, because I liked him in The Boondock Saints, and that's actually one of my favorite movies. So, Daryl, do you think Daryl and Beth would have ended up together?
I would have liked them to.
Or you think Beth was too young for Daryl still?
I don't think so. In a world like that, I feel like if you like somebody or there's something that may be taboo. And just, I mean, in that world, you just got to go for it because you don't know what your last day is going to be. You know what I mean? If you love someone, then you got to tell them.
So where is Daryl's character going now? Do you have any clue?
I have no idea. I thought before Beth died, before I knew she was going to die, I thought they were going to get together and we'd finally see a happy Daryl. But then she died and he's back to being depressed and, you know, like quiet and withdrawn from everyone else. But in this last episode, he was hanging out with Aaron and Eric, I think their names are, and they offered him the job of going out and recruiting. And that might help him because they were talking about how that, or Aaron said to him, I know you know the difference between good and bad people. And that's what Beth taught him to do. She taught him how to see the difference and know that there were still good people out there.
Yeah, he's kind of been, you know, having that character a lot throughout the last few, if not since the very beginning. Because if you remember his brother was just, he was off the hook. And mm-hmm. but he was like, you know, it's kind of like Cain and Abel almost, them two, him and his brother.
Yeah.
But Daryl has always had, like, you know, the sense of, you know, of people with good virtues and qualities and whatnot. And he could always tell if somebody was, you know, he always put in that positive impact into the group, and especially with Rick, you know, because mm-hmm. Rick has gone crazy much of the series, especially after his wife died.
Yeah, they're like brothers.
Yeah, well, they have turned into this family. It's no choice. They have to stick together. But they always come in conflict with other living, you know, healthy individuals. And I just don't understand why, in that time, why people don't band together and why the show is bringing it against everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, what message is that sending?
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking that when I first started watching, like, you'd think that people would band together and try to help each other. But instead, I mean, there's got to be way more people that like the governor out there. There definitely is from what I've heard about the comics. But I don't know why people wouldn't band together. Maybe it's just a struggle for power. Like the governor.
Where's Jesus through all of this?
Yeah. Wait, say who?
Jesus. Anyways, it's just a bad joke, I guess. It's Sasha. What is going on with Sasha? Do you have any clue? I know she's got some post-traumatic stress disorder going on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. PTSD, because she was at the party, and then she's having all those flashbacks of what had happened, and then she freaked out and ran out of the party. And she, in the beginning of the episode, she had that weird moment where she brought the pictures out. She was shooting them. And I don't know, at first I thought maybe she was like trying to draw walkers in because she kept looking around, but she had a silencer on her gun, so I don't know what she was doing.
I don't know what she was doing either. But I know she's out of it. And you know, Rick's been there, and a lot of the characters have kind of went through their little dispute of, you know, losing their minds. But mm-hmm. how else can you not... You know, there's also the whole walker thing that's coming. You know, these walkers are appearing from time to time in the episodes, you know, and they have this W carved into their forehead. Now, is that wolf group, or what's going on with that?
I don't know. I was wondering that, and I haven't read a lot of theories about it, but I don't know, maybe it has something to do with Morgan, because I know he's out there somewhere. I'm not really sure. It's odd, but it's definitely something that they're going to do later on in the season, or maybe in season 6, but yeah, I'm not really sure.
Well, there's something else, something like they're near. They keep saying, like, they're close or they're near. I forget the entire quote, but, you know, there's this wolf group out there, and I guess they're against Rick and his group. Is it that they're trailing them and they, you know, they carve this W on their head as like a warning? Is that warning, the W, or is it wolf?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard of that. Was it in the comics?
You know, I don't know if that's in the comics or not. I know in the comics they have the scavengers, and they're kind of associated like with the saviors and the wolf group.
Yeah, the saviors is Negan's group, I think. The next bad guy.
Yeah, I'm not
too
sure. I know in the comic it was Douglas Monroe who is the character that Deanna plays, and Douglas, I just don't understand how he's not, you know, how they could get away with the series without him, and you know, put the woman, the wife, who supposedly died in the comic, you know, and she's alive in the TV. It's kind of weird how they're trying to really blow everybody's mind with, you know, the differences between the comic and the TV series. I have no idea what's going to happen, because I know in the comic book, It says that Rick turns and he sees Carl has been shot in the eye, and Carl is kneeling and he's holding something. And in the comic book, it shows supposedly that there is a little arm and the arm is limp, and it's referencing to Judith. And some are saying that, you know, possibly that Deanna could. You know, because she has this demeanor, like, you know, she's pretending to be good, but the whole time she's, like, completely evil. But I don't know what's going on. You know, some are saying that she might kill Judith, but you know what? We have a caller on the line. So let's take this this conversation to our caller. Caller, go ahead. Where are you from and what's your name?
Samantha from Chicago.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Sophia and Amanda. It's great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to know, you're welcome. What step did you take to get this many signatures on your petition? Was it Facebook, Twitter? And my other question is, how do you feel about the masses of people being distracted by Hollywood with the superficial drama when people are getting poisoned by GMOs, and fluoride, and the 100 chemicals and 60 medications in the water?
The first question was how did I get the steps to get there. It started basically on Tumblr, and I posted it on Tumblr because I know there were a lot of Beth fans on there. And then they took that, and I took that, and I put it all over Twitter, and I tried to get it out there as much as possible, and then news articles got it, and they started writing about it, and it all multiplied immensely from
post. Really large following on Twitter?
No, I don't actually use Twitter a lot. I just actually made the account to make the tag and put the link out there for the petition. I think I got a few followers, but I don't have like an active account that I go off of. I do Tumblr. I'm on Tumblr most of the time.
Okay. And what about the GMOs and that second question?
I'm sorry, can you tell me the question again? I'm just...
Okay. How do you feel about the masses of people being distracted by Hollywood and superficial drama when people are getting poisoned by GMOs and fluoride and the 100 chemicals and 60 medications in the water?
Well, I was actually talking to somebody about this earlier on a world spectrum of just the more important things that we need to be thinking about, such as what you were just saying, and poverty in the world and things like that. And I said earlier how that's like a lot of the hate I get. People say, why did you start this petition when there's so much other things going on in the world that are more important? And I think, I don't know if you were listening in earlier, I do a lot of work in Haiti. I work with the Big Brother Big Sister program.
I know. I understand people are multifaceted, multi-interest. And there's no telling all the good things that people do for the world. But I was hoping, in a way, that possibly you can join me in creating something on change.org, because you really did get a huge following. And when I posted my mine, I would really, I was actually put on a page that if someone did not have the direct link to it, they weren't able to find it. It wasn't of the choices. And I think that the fact that, you know, there's so many distractions, and I really do believe that they are using Hollywood as a severe distraction of what's actually going on in the world that's important, and that's truly affecting our
I believe
health.
That Hollywood has a lot to do with that, you know, with that pollution of, you know, the water and, you know, of all of our hygienes and everything that is, you know, and also it's also a misunderstanding and uneducated knowledge that, you know, a lot of people have started as well. You know, to, you know, the whole thing. But it is really real that, you know, this this danger and everything is going on, you know, with our hygiene supplies, with our water, and, you know, taking labels off of our food supply and our milk and pumping our animals also with all of these hormones and, you know, and creating them to be like monsters. They're creating a whole new species, and people are not even eating cows or pigs or chickens anymore.
Exactly.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there's aspartame in our milk.
And
people, non-epileptics will have a seizure from aspartame.
Also, diet soda, it messes up with the neurons and in our brains, and there's a lot that's going on that people are not aware of. And the whole zombie apocalypse thing, is that what people are going to become after, you know, all of this poisonous chemicals in our food, in our water, in our toothpaste, in our mouthwash, you name it, it's all over. Even in our shampoos, conditioners.
Well, I will definitely get your information from Mike, the producer, to hopefully
I'd love
we can
to
work on a good petition and get some real focus. And I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
And believe me, I never would think that in any way you were superficial. I think, you know, I didn't know. But great job. Thank you very much.
Sam, before you go, do you have a favorite character in The Walking Dead?
Tell you the truth, it is way too too gory for me.
So, how did I know?
It is, but, you know, I appreciate people that can get so much out of it, you know, and see so much depth into it, and I do
Part of me wishes I'd never started watching it, because now I'm, like, sucked in. I can't stop, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I did get addicted. other than
I don't want to distract you guys from what you're going on here, so.
No, you're
you guys
fine.
Continue your...
you know, Amanda, other than Beth, who is your favorite character?
I love Michonne. She's so badass. She's so, I just love her. She's so great. Like,
yeah, I do. I do like her whole samurai thing.
If I could be someone in the zombie apocalypse, it'd be her.
Yeah, and you know, one of the best scenes was her plucking out the governor's eye.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's just great.
Absolutely. Sam, are you still there? And she's off already. You know, anything else that you want to add on about the show or, you know, about your petition? Where can people go and sign your petition? What website?
The petition's on change.org. I mean, you can probably find it on Twitter. Or if you just type in change.org, bring back Best, and Google will come right up. So, what else would I like to add? If Emily Kinney ever listens to this, I'd like her to know that she's awesome, and I love her music, and not just The Walking Dead, but she's a great actress in general. I've watched other things that she's done.
I think we have another caller in the line. If there is, can you put the caller through?
This is Mike. This is the producer, and I couldn't let the show end without saying that I'm going to make sure Emily Kinney gets a copy of this show. And I wanted to bring up a couple of things that I didn't hear mentioned, and that was that the character Beth for me, Greg Nicotero, I hate you. I mean, if you ask me, they copped out with the way they wrote out Beth. Did that seem to be in Beth's character? To just stab somebody, that lady cop bitch, and just kiss, you know, I mean, that was just asking. That was like suicide. That did not make sense to me. Why
it was so out of character.
Who had, up to now, has, they just wanted an excuse to write her out. And the other thing is that was not mentioned was Beth never had a funeral.
Yeah.
And I know Amanda was talking about this, that there's a talk on the internet, and they're getting really technical, CSI and everything, that the bullet trajectory that, that entered Beth didn't match up or something like that. And that, possibly they may actually bring back Beth. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I don't think so. I don't know. There's like this whole, they call themselves Team Delusional on Tumblr, and they analyze like things that go on in the show, and they try to find Easter eggs that point to Beth actually coming back on the show. Like it was planned all along. It's not like the whole thing was fake. Like they're going to bring back Beth, and it's going to be like the biggest like shock ever, which would be great.
Another thing, don't you find it odd? Don't you find it odd the way Maggie reacted? She had one breakdown over Beth's death, but up to that point, there was no concern about Beth. She didn't say, gee, I wonder where my sister is. Afterwards, while everybody else is experiencing PTSD, Maggie is signing up to be an intern under Deanna. She's moved on already. She's forgotten about her sister being dead. That does not make sense. Something is off about those people or the show or the writers, I'm telling you. And I want an answer, Mr. Nicotero.
It's really bizarre. Like, the whole thing, it's either they're planning to bring her back or they just were really sloppy about the whole thing. Because the way Dawn's gun was pointing up, the bullet would have gone through her chin and up through the back of her head. But instead, the bullet hole entry wound was on her forehead. So Dawn couldn't have shot her unless they were really sloppy about it.
But they had a funeral, didn't they?
No, it was Tyrese's.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, they wanted us to think it was Beth, but then at the end when they were burying Tyrese, it was his funeral. So we never got to see what happened to her body. Like, I don't know, maybe they could have left it some. I don't know what they did with it, you know? They left it open-ended.
I think Maggie is going to have, like, one huge breakdown. Like, something's bad going to happen with her. Maybe she
already
knows where to go.
I mean, you saw her reaction after Beth was shot. She cried and broke down, but that was it. I mean, she's already moved on. She's, like, becoming, you know, she wants to sign up as Deanna's...
Do you think Maggie is gay or lesbian? Because, you know, some are saying Deanna might be a lesbian.
I don't know.
So, you know...
I'm not sure.
It could be a possibility. She does kind of have that lesbian mentality. I don't know if that... I don't mean to, like, you know, stereotype, but, I mean, it goes on.
I'm not sure. They have...
I want to say one last thing. Emily Kenney should be glad she has fans like Amanda here.
Oh, thank
that's
you so much.
That's all I can say is that's loyalty for you. Yes. Good on you, Amanda. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Well, you do have some supporters out here that are supporting you, and, you know, that's a great thing to know. So not everybody is out here trying to kill you and want you dead for putting a petition out for, a TV series. But I think, you know, Emily has already kind of moved on, and she's already co-starring in, I believe, what is it, The Flash?
Yeah, I heard about that. She's having a tour this summer in May. I'm not sure exactly, but I saw something for that online.
Yeah, so it might be a possibility that, you know, she's not completely dead. These shows are known to take twists and turns, so I guess all we can do is just wait till the next one. Until the next series, because I believe there's only, three episodes left till the finale?
Yeah, I think the finale is March 29th. Okay. I think. I'm not sure. That might not be it, but I think that's what I've read, that it is March 29th.
Yeah, it's coming up rather soon here. And then, you know, then there's a definite season 6, correct?
I believe so. I think so. I don't see why there wouldn't be.
Yeah, I believe there is. I'm not quite sure, but as far as, you know, as I know that there is, plus, you know, there's a lot more volumes of this whole comic series that they got to put together and twist and turn for all those who are paying attention and watching. You know, it was a great time with you on the show tonight. I thank you for taking time out to be here with us on the People Speak. Is there anything else that you wanted to tell our listeners? Anything?
Just if you haven't already, go sign the petition. Try to get 75,000. I know the numbers were moving fast in the beginning, but they've slowed down now, so need more signatures.
Hopefully, we can, you know, put some motivation and some inspiration in the whole TV land to bring Beth.
So, like I was saying earlier, if Emily Kinney ever listens to this, she's a great actress and singer. I love her work. My favorite song of hers is Julie. I like that song a lot.
Okay. So I want to give a heads up to our guests. Next week, look forward to having General Wesley Clark on. And I believe the following week is with Rebecca Roth, researcher, study, author. I want to give a big, huge thanks to our engineer, Don. And I want to give a big thank you to our producer, Mike. And also a great big thanks to you, Amanda, for being on the show and coming
thank
on
you.
And discussing The Walking Dead with us. It was pretty fun. I want to give everybody be good to one another and have a good night. Thank you.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.